I've had a little sluggish thing because I lost momentum by guys getting around me. There's a lot of like awkwardness in the group, and I just try to find like a comfortable spot amongst everybody. A lot of pushing and stupid moves just to like throw your weight around. So the silly move was to settle back and follow, because at 300 to go I made a move to go by, and in my head like I didn't really pass anyone. I was like, oh man, like this is, I think I may have just given my all back there. What the hell? So I hope that's not the case. I hope it's just like a sluggish day and my head was thinking about the railer. I don't know, but I'm not happy obviously, but I should get through and hopefully work through the middle, get my legs back and go again. But it was a lot windier than I thought, and I was working like for about 2k there in the middle, and I knew there, I was like, well, oh, you know, like we haven't really broken away, and guys, Chris Thompson's gonna start working now because he's more of a 10k guy. And mentally I was like psyching myself out at 2k to go, which is not healthy. You got like 5 laps to think about these things. Prelims are weird because you're trying to like test yourself. You don't know where you are, and it's the way this was weird out there. Like, so like you never feel good, but you kind of want to feel good. So like you play around, move around in the group, because you want to be able to take it into the final and go like, all right, this is where I was comfortable. This is where I feel good. So like if I get in, I can learn a lot of what I felt today, and you know, I can compete year after year. But you know, the short term memory of like how you feel in the group and where you go is like, you can't learn that. I mean, you can preach it to people, but like once you're there and you're feeling that the pain in your legs and the tightness and the things going around you, and just looking at the belt laps, like 5 laps to go, that all just happens in the moment. And no matter how many championships you've gone to, it's still like, it's daunting. I mean, if I was there at 300 to go, if I got there more intelligently, I felt I had better wheels than at least 3 of those guys ahead of me. But I went there the dumb way, you know. I got to 300 to go like a very, like a 15-year-old kid who had never raced in snow swing. So, like, you know, just settle down and go out there and do it. And I mean, I'm stronger than these guys, and you know, I know I can run with them. It's just, I just hope that was enough. And once I get in there, it's a whole new race. So I'll have fresh legs. I can bounce back after 2 days. A 13:36 won't hurt me. I think I'll be good.
Actually, so you wouldn't go into the front and final, would you, in the same way as today?
I mean, speak to my coach, and like we need to analyse where I felt good, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I definitely didn't feel good when people coming by me.
Right.
Which is something I got to... Well, I'm going to the front, I'm doing it properly, you know?
Okay.
Too much playing, kind of like... When you try to back off halfway through a race and you start to assess yourself at 3k into a race, it's not a good thing. So
no.
We go back and move forward in the race in the final.
Okay.
Yeah, few mistakes mentally going in, not mentally but like plan wise.
How did you have having 3 Ethiopians there, wasn't there, or 3 former Ethiopians in the European Championships? I mean, is that strange, or is that just part of the show?
No, I mean, there's only one real good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that surprised me a little bit that the youngsters were there, like the smaller guys were there so long in that race.
Yeah.
But it was slow enough for them to be there. That's what, like, I got a little deflated when I led it and it wasn't fast enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, crap, they're still there.
The first lap was a little bit slower, let's be honest. Like 60,
yeah, 60. I didn't want to take it from the start. I let the first K happen, and then you go in there with a plan.